But I had postpartum depression, severe postpartum depression, and I attended church here at the time, and Melissa Pope invited me, and y'all, the first semester, I was here for the free swing and the free bathing suit. That was where I was at, and it wasn't until the second semester that I even knew I was sitting on the same people that I had a table with her. And God, in his humor, called me to step up as a co-coordinator the next year. And that's when I really started to realize my calling in life. And God said, I'm going to take somebody who doesn't even know how to be a mom and make their brother a mom. And he did that. He gave me a heart for women. And I served this group for many years. And we have the blog ministry, the Mosaic Moms, which is no more, which is funny. But everybody who wrote on that team, there were 7 of us by the end, but they all were a part of this group at one point. They didn't all know each other, which is a beautiful testimony to just how MOPS works. And I just want to tell you that I got a job a month ago after being a stay-at-home mom for 6.5 years, and I'm a teacher, and I work at Harp Elementary School in Springdale, and I teach the mothers of ESL students. And it is like MOPS on steroids. It is crazy. I have to get a guest speaker every week, and I teach English, and I teach them about life in America. I teach them meal planning, which is crazy that I'm teaching meal planning. That's a whole other story. But no matter where you're at in your MOPS journey, like, if you're just here for the free food and the, just know that's a service MOPS to you. And don't feel guilty about it. Just soak it in. And if you're in that phase where you're taking it all in and you're learning, use this time to be equipped, because you never know what God is going to equip you for. I never would have dreamed in my million years that I'd be working at an elementary school teaching moms. But this is where God has me right now. So that's that. So I just want to encourage you about that. So today I'm going to share with you some of my family traditions for Christmas, and then I'm going to share with you some of my tips about how to create your own family traditions. And Dana said a lot of you guys are newly married, you're just starting in your family. So one thing I have seen, comments on Facebook that people say, I am overwhelmed by everybody's Advent preparedness. I've seen people say, I'm not mom enough to do all of the shelves. And I just want to say, like, you don't have to do all this. Just do what works for you. So I'm going to tell you what works for my family, and then I'll give you my secret tips. So our season actually starts with Thanksgiving. And so this is our Thanksgiving tree. And I've been reading Ann Vaskoff's book, 1,000 Gifts, for 3 years now. It literally takes that long. Now I'm second reading. It is a tough read. Have any of you guys read it? Yes. It's a tough read, but it is so worth it. And what she says is, Thanksgiving always precedes the miracle. Giving thanks in everything prepares the way that God might show us his fullest salvation in Christ. And so just to think about all the things that God has given us. And so my daughter is in first grade, so she can read and write. And my son is 4, so she writes for him and then has him write his name on it. But they'll write whatever they're thankful for. She was up to like 5 cards a day, and I was like, yeah, slow down. I have a limit. thank you, God, for food and drinks. Thanks for 6-Eleven. That's our house. So there's a big story behind that. But family and friends. And my whole take on this is that this becomes our Jesse tree. Are any of you familiar with the Jesse tree? The Jesse tree comes from the verse Isaiah 11:1-10. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot, yes, a branch, bearing fruit from the old root. In that day, the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, and the land where he lives will be glorious peace. So, last year I started with this book. This is the follow-up in Beth Voskamp. And the greatest gift. And so you've got your 1,000 gifts and you have the greatest gift. And she actually has a brand new this year, a family Advent storybook. And from what I've read about it, it's a little bit more advanced than for preschoolers. So we're not doing that yet. But every day there's a paper ornament. You can print from her website that goes with your reading. And so this is something I do for myself. My kids don't really do this because it's kind of above them. But I take these off and then I hang these. Just to reflect that all these gifts are almost meaningless when you consider this gift. So, that's I'm giving those two books away, by the way, at the end. So, for my children for Advent reading, this year we're doing the Jesus Storybook Bible. Have any of you guys? Okay, I'm giving this away too. So this will enrich your faith. Even though it's a children's Bible, it is. I cry every time I read a story to my children. My kids are like, "Why are you crying?" I'm like, "That is so good." But every story, it points out to Jesus. Every single story that says, "But wait, and it's just so amazing. And so there are readings that you can do. I printed this off. Just Google the Storytime book. The Storybook Bible Advent reading, and there's lots of them available on various blogs, but this is what we're reading. So there's 25 stories that you read. So that's what we're doing with our kids this year. So how we started was we have a countdown calendar in our hallway, and actually I got the idea from my mom's group, and we have a ribbon hanging down the hallway, and then we have these little envelopes hanging, 1 to 5. So some years when Sydney was younger, we'd do 25 and count it down to 1 so that she would know. Well, this year she's like all into reading calendars, so she knows like today is December 5th, so we need to remove the 5. So she put it in order this year. I didn't even have to do anything. So and each day I print off a scripture card. This is from Happy Home Fairy. And I just cut out the day, and on the back I write a fun activity that we're gonna do. And our whole thing is we're just making memories for Christmas, because you're getting ready for the biggest birthday party in the history, so it's gotta be fun, right? So we just make memories. I don't typically give my kids gifts for Advent, for counting down. We do, the first day is typically we set up our nativity set, which my son this year, he's 4, and he calls it his activity set. So he like, it's full on war between the shepherds. So we have a little people set. And also we have a rubber ducky nativity set. So that's fun. And then I have my willow tree set. And when they see me get that out, they know it's like business and don't pitch mamas. And he's like, "Mom, are you going to play with your activity set?" No, we don't touch these. We always do an angel tree as a day, so we'll do that actually tomorrow. And I typically get a name off of the tree, a girl the same age as my daughter and a boy the same age as my son, so we can pick out gifts for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then on this week, on Sunday, we'll shop for our food bank, and I'll give my kids a budget and say, what would you want, you know? And then we, you know, visit Santa, we write a letter. Last night, I was tired, so we had pizza picnic and we watched a movie. So, like, it doesn't have to be extravagant. And we do the pizza picnic a lot because mom is tired. One of the funnest things, let's see. Okay, so this is just something I came up with last year. I'm sure it's not novel to me. But so I made my kids nap, which they don't nap. So I made them nap, and then I put them to bed at regular time, and they were really mad. but then after like 20 minutes of them being in their bed and stewing, I blew like the train whistle, woo-hoo, it's the Christmas Express. Mm-hmm. So we got up in their PJs, and we went to the Fayetteville Square, and I made little tickets for the, I am not crafty, okay, so this is, but every place we stopped, we got a sticker, so Country Outfitter gave us a sticker. They were just really cool about it. Hammond Tree, this is my plug for the day. You need it, Hammond Tree. Gourmet Grilled Cheeses. And then Common Grounds gave us a little stamp. So it was just fun, and it's something, I mean, like, seriously, I'm not crafty. But we make memories. So, and then the gospel ornaments. So the gospel ornaments is something I've learned about in MOPS. Like, I don't come up with these on my own. So, but we build one every year. You're going to have, like, a tree full of them at your house. So you build it, and you can tell this gospel story to your children. So you put raffia in it for hay. And I have scriptures here that you can read with your kids. Ribbon or a feather for the to symbolize the angel, and the red ribbon to symbolize his blood. This is such an easy way to instill the gospel in kids because they see it every year. My daughter always asks for a gospel ornament to go up in the tree. We actually have a plastic one that comes apart, so she builds it every year. This is class. So I have one of these for you to build with your family for everybody. I feel like Oprah. Hello! No, wait, that's Ellen. So, it's as close to Oprah as I can get. I'm a part-time teacher. Okay. So when I was thinking about, I didn't want to come and overwhelm you with ideas, like, you probably have your ideas from your childhood. You have your ideas from what you found on Pinterest. But I just have some tips for you for establishing your own routines. The first thing is don't take yourself too seriously, because it's never, ever, ever going to turn out the way you expect. So our first Christmas with our daughter, she was 11 months. And I was just going to do what we always did, read Luke 2 at Christmas time. So we came out, and there's all the presents, and I'm like, sit down, we're going to read Luke 2. And she's like, why? I haven't put her in a headlock, and this is our joyous memory. We will pass this around so you can fully appreciate the glory of her soaking it all in. And this is all for your entertainment too. This was the last Christmas card we all did together. And as it comes around, you'll understand we were being serious on the bright sun. So it says, may your Christmases be merry and bright. We haven't done one since. my tip number two is to give yourself time to establish traditions, because traditions by nature are established over time, and so what works for you 1 year won't necessarily work for you the next year, And then as your children mature, you'll weed things out. 1 year, my daughter was like hyper Santa. Like, she loved the guy. She still loves the guy. And so we had a, I don't know if you remember, we had a happy birthday Jesus party, which is fun. And she was 3. It was appropriate. But, like, you know, when they're teens, you probably don't want to have all the friends over and have the nativities, like, little people nativities set out. It's just you let some things go. So, tip number 3, be willing to say no. There are too many opportunities to celebrate Christmas. And I mean business, Christmas parties, mom's Christmas party, church Christmas party, Sunday school Christmas party. There are so many. Then you have family, in-laws. You have all this stuff. So pick out what you know you can do. Pick out what you know your limitations, and just be willing to say no, and know that it's okay. It's okay. You're not going to hurt anybody's feelings, and if you do, that's their problem. It took years of counseling for me to figure that one out, too. And then make it fun is 4. Don't get so stressed out that your kids aren't having fun. Because, like I said, you're getting ready for the biggest birthday party ever. And here's my plug about Santa. Because this is the big debate, and I understand that some people don't want any whatever. My take on Santa is, my daughter was really into mascots for years. Mascots was her thing. She collected mascots. She loved Big Boss Hog. My brother is at Syracuse University, so she loves Otto. So I asked her once, what do you think mascots are? And she said, well, it's its own thing. She's like 3. It's like its own thing. Like, there's people and there's animals and there's mascots. So I figured someday she'd figure out that there's somebody inside. And so my whole thing is, I tell her that Santa is Jesus' mascot. And I just tell her, I just know in my heart that children go to ball games to enjoy all the other things like the mascot. But when they grow up, they realize that the mascot is not the main attraction. And that's where my daughter is getting to now. She's starting to pick up that. She actually asked me in Hobby Lobby last week, Santa real? And I said, well, what do you think? And she said, I think the parents buy the presents because my Flutterby Fairy came in an Amazon box. So I was like, no, maybe Santa used Amazon. She'll figure it out. I think she already has.
Right.
So, that one through. So as your children, this is tip 5. As your children mature, your traditions will mature. And this is something I wish I could have told myself that first Christmas, because I was so worried that, well, we gotta do this right. We gotta read Luke 7. I read Luke 2. And it will happen. And like I said, we started with just the envelopes with no scripture. And then we added the scripture last year, and now we're doing the storybook Bible. So all these things will just flow into the other. And my last tip is for you. It's the most important tip. And this is where I'm going to cry, so here we go. Slow down. Because you don't want to busy yourself so much that you miss the wonder of Christ coming here. Because you have the ability and the influence within your family to set the standard of how Christmas is celebrated. And my kids watch me build my Jesse tree. And they don't know what it's about, but they will be a part of it when they're old enough to understand. And I just don't want you to be so busy in all these things that you forget to meditate and to think upon the wonderful name of Emmanuel. That name means God with us. And in the garden, there was separation. There was sin entered man's heart. And because of God's holiness, we had to be separated. Because of his justice, there had to be a sacrifice for that to be mended. And because of his mercy, he had a plan to make that happen. And he gave us a picture of that plan through Abraham. And he had this child that he had been praying for years. And God called him to sacrifice his son. And he didn't understand why, but it's so that we can understand. And as he walked up that mountain, and he asked, well, who's going to be the sacrifice? And he said, the Lord will provide. And he was willing to go through what God had called him to do. Abraham was. And at that very last moment, when God said, stop. Do not sacrifice your child. Abraham looked and saw that the Lord had provided a sacrifice. And that's what happened Christmas Day. That God, in his great, great mercy, said, stop. And he provided a pure and holy lamb for our sins to be sacrificed. So don't miss that. Don't get so busy that you miss that. So, like I said. So, well, I do have discussion questions.
Yeah.
So, at the table.
They should be on your table for a little grab one.
Okay. Oh, let's give a giveaway.
Oh, giveaway.
Gretchen's going to be my little elf. You have the box.
Thank you. I feel like I just
I'm I mean, I have tons of good memories.
We would always open the presents just from extended family. So, like our godparents or our grandparents, we would have something to open after they go to midnight mass or whatever else we went to. And then the next morning, it would be from our immediate family, the one that was there, and the family. So it was kind of like you extended it a little bit, and you got a little something to look forward to after church, and then so we did that. And for whatever reason, my sister and I started. You would like open our gifts from the smallest to largest, and then I don't expect my kids to do that. But as a 32 year old, I still do that. It's just used to doing that. That's what I still do.
Electricity party every year, but mom's side of the family.